when I saw this Gemara, so immediately what came to mind was a Gemara that we learned the other day on that Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara told a story about Armeimar, Marzutra, and Rav Ashi, that they all went to the Bustana of Mori Bar Isak. And then the Oris of Mori Bar Isak came, and he brought out Tmorim and Rimoinim, and the Gemara said that Armeimar and Rav Ashi ate from it, but Marzutra lo yachol. He didn't want to eat, and the Gemara tells a whole story and tied it into Yishalay Midas. But the bottom line is, it sounds like Marzutra was someone that was very makbid and very medactic when it came to Mamoina Shal Chaveiroi. It feels a little bit like this is Marzutra L'shitasai. By the way, just the title, Marzutra Chasida, right? He was called a chassid. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, if somebody wants to be a chassid, what should he be careful in? He should be careful in Yoni Din Ezekin. So this is Marzutra, who we're going to call Marzutra Chasida. You see, he's very makbid when it comes to Mamoina Shal Chaveiroi. So it sounded like, mamash, two Gemaras that we learned, two blad away from each other, it's the same Marzutra. But I took a look and told us Tanan Vamayron, and it's clear that Marzutra Stam in Shas is not Marzutra Chasida. They were two different people. So even though you have a Maisa with Marzutra in the beginning of Eilu Metzias, Daf Chapez and Aleph, where he was very medactic when it came to his friend's money, and then you have Marzutra Chasida in Eilu Metzias, Daf Chavdal and Aleph, who clearly was of the same opinion, it's not Marzutra L'shitasai, because Marzutra L'chud and Marzutra Chasida L'chud. In fact, if you take a look in the Toldos Tanan V'Amayram, so he brings, there were many Amayram whose name was Marzutra. So you have the famous Marzutra, Marzutra Baravdimi, there's Marzutra Bereder Rav Huna, Bereder Rav Papi, there's Rav Zutra Bereder Rav Zera, Marzutra Bereder Rav Tovi, Rav Zut, and Marzutra Bereder Rav Mori, Marzutra Bereder Rav Nachman, Marzutra Zuta, Marzutra Chasida, Marzutra Rabba, etc., etc. Either way, there were many Amoyram whose name was Marzutra. But Derek Agav, this is obviously not what we're holding in right now, but you know, we've talked a lot in the past about Amoraim that had two names. And this idea that you find, that Yehuda talks about in a tshuva, the Chassam Sofer talks about in a tshuva, the Nachlas Shniva talks about it in his classic work, where in the times of Chazal, it was highly, highly uncommon to find anyone that had two names. Marzutra, is that two names? I mean, it's one name, it's Marzutra? No, it's Mar space Zutra, right? There's no hyphen. It's a space, I think. So Marzutra, is that one name or two names? Now, the emphasis is, you could say that Mar maybe is not really a name, because we know that Mar sometimes was a name, Mar Baravashi. We just had the two Mars, who were the sons of Rav Chisda, Mar Yanuk and Mar Keshisha. But Mar sometimes means master, like Rabba was referred to as Mar by his Talmud Abaya. So is Mar a name, or is Mar not a name? If Mar means master, so Mar means the master Zutra. If Mar is a name, then Mar Zutra sounds like really two names, the name Mar and the name Zutra. Could be Zutra is not a name. What does Zutra mean? Maybe Zutra is Miloshin Zutar. Zutar means small in Aramaic. I mean, it's interesting that you find a Mar Zutra Zuta. If Zutra really means small, you also find a Mar Zutra Rabba, which would be a great oxymoron. But the bottom line is, I'm not sure. I'm a little bit novel in this Indian. Is Mar a name? Is Zutra a name? If Mar and Zutra are both names, then all these Mar Zutras that we just mentioned had two names. Maybe Mar's not a name, maybe Zutra's not a name.